holding a book that says Bit Sefer Emuna. A school to Emuna. School of Emuna.
Who's that guy?
You guys.
Front of the chair.
You don't recognize?
The glasses?
He's got them now. First of all, the shiur is chus of the three bachurim that were kidnapped. Should be for the success of these Bahrain. On Shabbos I was in Arad. My wife met. He davened by Chabad shul. She met a lady in the women's section. The lady told her what she went through. He told her she was in the army. It was a Katsin, a commander over there, was an Arab. Druzi. What does that mean? He took her to the kfar. He married him. And she had two children with this Arab, and used to beat her up. She doesn't have any teeth. Her ears, she doesn't hear well. She found the opportunity to run away from the town. They put him in jail for 7 years and Amen, he should never leave. So the story of the Bahu'im, also that story, amazing. I was very sorry to hear. It gave me a lot of pain. To see what galus we're in, what exile we're in. To see Am Yisrael. What kind of darkness they're in. Make a law over here there will be obligation to go out to Am Yisrael to Afatza. Everyone in this yeshiva will have an obligation to go out to do Afatza, either to give a shir or to do Afatza, do something to do with Afatza. You must You can make a. If you want to continue learning here, and we have a beautiful life, and our brothers are like that. Here we have Shalom Bayit, Emuna. Spoke to some lady now. Her husband is a drug addict. She's crying, what's going on in her life. Poor people, what they're going through, what kind of Gehenna they're living in. We must know, we must bring in the light of Emuna, the light of Hashem, the light of the Tzaddikim, the light of Hashem to all of Am Yisrael. There's no other war. Yesterday I was in the Talmud Torah. They made a seal of Bereshit. I asked them very difficult questions, these kids. And they know the whole Sefer really well. They gave me a lot of encouragement. A lot of strength. I come to the yeshiva, it's strengthening me. I see people learning. And there's light in Am Yisrael. You can't sit here and enjoy all the light. And Am Yisrael is sitting in darkness. Also the Daven and Am Yisrael. And also everyone is obligated to go out. No such thing as not to go out. No such thing. No such... At least once a week, a person has to go out. It's a fact. You can't... When you go out, you do kibbutz on people. People want to hear. It's a fact. Everyone is accepting now. Chabad, Gur, Satmar, everyone is accepting. Someone told me that he learns only the books of Chabad. So he saw him learning also the books of Rav Arush. So he asked him, why are you doing this? He told him, the Garden of Peace saved my life. What does it got to do with Mashiach, not Mashiach? This book. And also Mashpim of Chabad, they use this book. I was now in the shul of Chabad. They heard shir classes from me on Shabbos. When you talk to them with Emunah, to serve Hashem, Am Yisrael is accepting to hear. Hashem gave us the zchut. Our way is the way of peace, and the peace will go to the whole world. Go to Shtiblach, go to Gur Shul, go to any place. Don't be afraid. Talk with people. Give people the right dot. Don't be afraid. Come in the peace way. Oh, there's books over here that can help people. Nothing to do with it. It will give you strength. It will give you life. Three parshiyot. Baalotcha. Miriam. Shlach lecha problems with the meraglim. Korach, awesome. The whole three parshiyot of machloket. Everyone was talking, what? Moshe Rabbeinu is right, he's not right, what do you say? Each one is saying his opinion. How much Lashon Hara they were talking? How much machloket? I told you already the story, but I'll say it again. That's the Musa that comes out of the story. Very scary. No, there was a machloket between two huge gedolim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and Rabbi Yonas and Eibishis. They had an argument. Of course, the cause. Big machloket in Am Yisrael itself. Because a lot of machloket. in the son of Yonas and Nebuchadnezzar, he knew that his father is a complete tzaddik. He saw that there's such a big machloket on his father. So he left Judaism and he became completely a koifa. When there's a machloket, always people lose. 13 years afterwards, after his father died already, he came to his father in a dream and told him, you have to do tshuva. You have to go return. Fine, I'll do. But where were you 13 years? Why didn't you tell me 13 years? As long as there was machloket in the land, there was machloket also in Shemayim. When there was calm, the machloket down here, there was no machloket above, and I'm able to come and tell you. So I told him, who was the psak like? Like you? Like Yaakov Emdin? And we're both right. Whatever he said is holy, whatever I said is holy. And each one has to go according to what he received from his rabbis. You should know. Anyone that had to do with the machloket, he has no portion for the next world. I'm going like my Rav, I'm going like my Rav, I'm against that Rav. No, I have no portion next world. Go with your rabbi, do tshuva. He's arguing? Fine. Nothing to do with you. You go like your rabbi, you don't talk. That's what it was also. And call him Moshe. Yismach Moshe, he knew all of his inclinations. So they asked him, where were you at the time of the Machloket and Koach and Moshe? Yeah, I was neutral. He says, what, you weren't on the side of Moshe? Says, you should know. All the rabbis of Am Yisrael, all the generations, all the tzaddikim. Each one was part of the argument, but the fact that I was neutral was a big, big mila. It's a big thing to be neutral. It's better than to take sides. The person says, I go with my rabbi, I go with my rabbi. You're a machloket, you're not with your rabbi. You never know with you. Of course, when the rabbi has a machloket with someone, the rabbi has a machloket, it's Shem Shamayim. And if he's not a tzaddik, why are you going with this rav? You, as a student, can't be part of the argument. You take an argument between the parents. Could the kid say, no, I think you're right? What do you understand in the machloket of your parents? In the argument of your parents? You don't understand the argument of your kid. What can you understand in the machloket between the tzaddikim? Rabbeinu says that if someone sees a machloket between the tzaddikim, he hears that from Shammayim, they're making him hear that he has pgam abrit. When you learn Gemara, you say, oh, this tzaddik is right, or Shimon bar Yochai is right, that's right. No, you just learn the opinions. You don't say he's right, he's not right. They're all holy. Whatever the rabbis say is holy. The whole Gemara is full of machloket. So why do you accept everything is okay? Because machloket in tzaddikim, we need to know to accept it with emuna. Who should have? In Shemayim, they won't accept any excuse. I went with my Rav. You have no portion for the next world. There's self-interest and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Only through the peace we could draw down a Geulat Am Yisrael. Only through peace and love. I've been to a place that there's two chassidim and they argue with Amash. Huge machloket. Horrible things. Shem Yishmo. That means that they're off of the truth. If someone who's holding with the truth, he's holding with the peace. If he's not peace, not that truth. We respect all the tzaddikim, all the rabbanim, all the chassidim, all the everything. We believe in all of them. We believe in all the rabbanim, all the holy books, every book. Whatever it is, to hold the midah of shalom, to learn Torah. Someone who holds the midah of shalom, he keeps it, he'll be protected. Shammai, he'll be protected. There's nothing that could protect a person better than midah of shalom. And it goes with peace, Hashem dwells with him. And of course he also has the power to influence other people. Influence Am Yisrael. Go with the way of peace and do kibbutz. Daven for Am Yisrael. The new pamphlet of B'riti Shalom, Pnei Shalom. There's things that are there that he didn't write in the book. Edition of the book. It's prayers and stuff. And they give it out to Am Yisrael. We see. It's a fact that we see all the time. I hear all the time. Let's learn now. Rabbeinu writes, when we look at the Mara, has the power to fix a person more than any other tikkun in the world. There's nothing that can fix a person more than Hafatzah. Nothing gets even close to the fact that person is getting other people close to Hashem. Also in the yeshiva, he pays attention to people and he comes sit with me, learn with me something. That's also Hafatzah. Also consider Hafatzah. Hafatzah doesn't only mean to go and sell now Rav Arush's books. Hafatzah is to grab someone and bring him close to Hashem. To be your friend that's sitting next to you in yeshiva. Even in the yeshiva. When you say that, a person has to have Torah Chesed. Do Chesed with the Torah that you know. To teach it. To draw down peace to the world is only through Torah Chesed, only through teaching the Torah. When you're sitting in, you're teaching someone Gemara, you're sitting with someone. You're not saying, oh, it's late, I have to go now. Sit with someone and teach him. Shabbos, I had a big Ogmat Nefesh. There's things that I saw are very horrible for me to see. Very hard for me. After when I saw the Talmud Torah, they did Mishnayot over here. 3,000, 6,200 Mishnayot. A kid knows 100 Mishnayot by heart. He knew the whole Sefer Bereshit. I come to yeshiva, I see people sitting and learning. It gives me life, it gives me power. I know that there's hope. Only to strengthen ourselves. And serving Hashem and learning Torah. And also to go out to Am Yisrael. Afatzah. There was about Rabbeinu 200 years ago, 100 years ago. Nothing to do with today. Today, people, the students of those who did the machloket, they learn my books. Today, there's no real machloket I'm with. Someone who talks, they have a problem. We have to hold in the middle of peace. This is the sign, this is the parameter of someone holding in the truth. If he's holding in peace, if he's not holding in peace, he's not in the truth. That's a parameter. I won't even have time to think about someone else, what he's doing. Let's learn. A few things I want to learn with you, but Rabbeinu says, Yudalit, to draw down peace to the world, you have to bring up the kavod of Hashem to its place. What's the source of the kavod? Is fear from Hashem, like it says in the pasuk Yad Hashem. How do you do that? Rabbeinu says it's impossible to bring back the kavod of Hashem to its source. Only. When someone talks about tzaddikim, he blemishes in the brit. What's the pasuk? It's the pasuk in Tehillim. It's a pasuk. He has a beard and a pears. If he's talking about the tzaddikim, we're not talking about them. I'll do tshuva. Just saying, if someone talks about tzaddikim, we want to have peace. If someone is still far from the truth, so we're talking about that. Go teach. Teach people that the open classes, teach classes wherever we are. At least once a week, a person has to go out. Also, the Bahurim should go out a few hours, 5-6 hours, not 2 hours. Once a week, you must have make an effort. You learn the whole week? Once a week, go out. Learn till 6 and go. All night, go. Rabbeinu says, impossible to bring up the cover to its source. Only through Torah Chesed. He wants the cover of Hashem to be revealed in the world. Kavod Hashem is the honor of Hashem is when another one knows that there's Hashem in the world. That's the honor of Hashem. Hashem, we're sitting here, we know of Hashem, we're sitting learning Torah. What do we do with the whole world? It doesn't know. Another Garden of Emuna Olami, the new Garden of Emuna that he's Someone told him, he gave the book, people that till today you couldn't talk to them anything about Judaism. So this is book is not talking about Judaism, only about Emunah. And he told me that people started doing tshuva. 3 weeks ago the book came out. It's a leftist people, very leftist, very... This book is not talking about Torah. It's only talking about Emunah. You're saying you believe. Everyone says that. Of course we believe. Most people think they believe. And that was my intention when I printed it in Hebrew. But those people are very, very far, and they don't even know to hear. We have Emunah. Is that? You have Emunah? Come here. Let's see. Yeah. You have Emunah? Let's see if you believe. This is what Emunah is. Tell me if you believe. There's a book of only Emunah. The Davin also about this. I'm going to translate this to all the languages quickly. The people will translate with their heart, not with their only with the words. They translate with their heart to all the languages in the world. And to reach all the people in the world. You should know that see the whole world. The kingdom of Hashem. You see people, you take the book to Fatsa, and when you see people very, very far, like the one here, tell them this book is not talking about no Torah, no mitzvahs, no Shabbos, no holidays, nothing. Only simple Emunah, take it. That was the intention that I wrote this book. 3 weeks ago, and I already heard good news that people are doing tshuva from this book. Very important book. That's Torah Chesed, that you teach the Torah that you know. What's Torah Chesed? When someone learned Torah in order to teach. The main thing is to teach another person. Like I said, also in the yeshiva itself. That's Torah Chesed. Do it with your heart. Do. Come, my friend. Come, sit with me, my brother. You could also grow. You could also learn. Let's learn a little bit more. You'll strengthen everyone. We'll be Gan Eden in this world. We'll see from all directions, from wherever, however we look at it. We want all of Israel to merit this. That Hashem's rulership will be revealed. Rabbeinu says, and it's impossible to get the Gerim and Balei Tshuva close to Hashem. Only through Torah. Also the fact the person sitting and learning yeshiva already it goes out to the world and people do tshuva and there's converts because of that. And if you see someone new coming to yeshiva, talk to him. Oh, I also didn't know anything. Come sit, let's see what are you up to. Only through the Torah. That says in the pasuk Mishle. We need to water those which are coming from the outside. To show them the right way. That's what our sages say. Kavod is only Torah. Kavod Hashem is only through the Torah. Rabbi Matzia said also. Got a person a little bit closer to Hashem? It's called called taking out the precious one out of where it's sitting in. And the Shamas of Am Yisrael are the precious ones. And they're in the Galus and horrible places. Each Neshama of a Jew. Like you and the Goyim say. Isn't it possible? The Goyim, there's an Indian also to get the Goyim close to Hashem. There's a Davin as a book will be translated to all the languages quickly. Hashem. So then, the kavod of Hashem comes up in the darkness. Rabbeinu says again, and listen carefully what Rabbeinu says. It's impossible to arouse the teshuva only through the Torah. That you shine to them in the place that they are. Only through the Torah. What are you going to tell them? Only Torah. What are you going to tell a person? So the more you sit and learn, you know something more. Another part of the Torah, more parts of the Torah. It's impossible. Both for the wicked ones of Am Yisrael, or for the converts, only through the Torah, as the pasuk says in Mishlei. In order to Torah to go to the most external places, where there is people from Judaism, outside, the Torah has to go outside. Rabbeinu says, and Siv Dalet. That's what our sages said. Why Tamid Chachamim, their children are not Tamid Chachamim? Why is it? Why doesn't Tamid Chacham doesn't merit that his son is Tamid Chacham? Rabbeinu says, because he did not bless in the Torah to begin with. That each person, especially Tamid Chacham, needs to bless and shine when he learns the Torah to the source of all the neshamas of Am Yisrael. Shine in the our source in the thought, the thought of Hashem comes out when he brings light and bracha and blessing to his thought, so it blesses all the neshamas. Comes out. So when he brings down neshama to his son, of course he brings down a holy neshama, a pure neshama. And that's how his son will be also Tamid Chacham. Well, and when a person is not blessed and shine the Torah at first, when he starts learning, so when he draws the neshama to his son, the neshama that he brings down is an aspect of I am sleeping, and the neshama is not shining. And that's why his son will not be a Tamid Chacham. It's because he's not blessed in the Torah first. Meaning, shining in the source of all the neshamas. The person thinks he'll sit and learn alone. But as I see, also simply, even in the yeshiva, simply, so you'll go less forward. Take another person and bring him into the Torah. So what? So you're not going to grow in the Torah so much. What kind of preceding? It's not considered preceding if your friend is sitting next to you and he's not doing anything. So learn an hour less. So spend 1 hour and do ches to teach someone else. Anyone who knows how to learn well, spend 1 hour a day. Do ches. Take someone a week and learn with them. Unless the person has to have it in mind all the time when he learns, I'm learning in order to teach. What could I take out of what I'm learning here to teach others? This I can tell Pearson, this I can tell people. That's how a person has to think. How to shine, the Torah that he's learning. Not only you'll know. Well, you're receiving, how are you going to shine it on? Not so simply, a person has to have, also a person has to, before davening, before he learns, to have in mind that this learning will go and shine in the source of all the neshamas of Am Yisrael. As you should merit. And then a person merits that his son will also be a shining neshama. Like we say on Shabbos before the shir, the person shouldn't be lazy. Say it every day. Don't be lazy to pray before you're learning. Don't be lazy. It's a different learning when someone learns before he prayed for his learning, or he did not pray. We say it every day, you'll know it by heart. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. The person has to pray before his learning, and also pray after learning. It's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Which halacha? It's halacha. It's chanuch. You have to do it. Listen, you learn with prayer. At the end of the day, you say the modani at the end of the day. Before Maris. So Rabbeinu says, the person does not merit
the Torah,
only through humbleness, lowliness. Many people learn the Torah, but they don't merit to learn the Torah. They don't merit that the Torah will shine in them. The Gemara in Erevin says, Midbar Matana, in the desert. We spoke about the will. When a person, just needs to want, and from Shamayim they're given the power and all the ability to be able to fulfill. But a person has to want. Like Moshe Rabbeinu with the menorah, Hashem told him to build the menorah. He showed him the menorah, and then Hashem did the menorah. He wanted. He should know what he needs to want, and then at the end, the menorah was done by itself. The Torah is a gift, so why do we have to work? But when you work and you want, so then you receive a gift. The Torah is above nature of a person. The Torah is not in nature. It's not a sechel, not intelligent in physics, chemistry, that's in teva, in nature. But Torah, the sechel of the Torah is above nature. The light of the Torah. It's not just the words and the simple knowledge. The Torah is to know what the Torah wants from you. It's above intelligence, above your sechel. The person has to want, the person has to sit and learn. What does it depend on? To a person merits anava, humility. The person has to. Has to respect every person. Make him small in front of any person. Not to feel higher than. Not to feel higher than any world in the world. Any person in the world. If he's greater than you, of course you have to be lower than him. If he's your level, also you should feel lower than him.
And even if they're smaller than you, still you should feel lower than them. To make yourself small and it's in front of him. Also, this low one, I'm smaller than him also. It's four levels of lowness. We said three. The fourth one, after a person's at a level that he feels that he's lower than anyone, he has to know that even he's lower than that too. When he's smaller than all the smallest one, then he has to feel himself lower than that too. And he should be seen in his eyes, he's lower than his real level. And then he receives the light of Shabbos, light of the Torah. Because the Torah goes down only to the person who makes himself low. Also, when a person goes out to Afatzah, he goes and talks to people, also an aspect of bringing yourself low. He's going down to their place, he's talking at their level. You know that they're very important, they're holy, holy neshamas. So, Holy Rabbi says, also, this lowness comes through learning Torah. The more a person learns Torah, with will, they know that he's small. Without Torah, a person anyways is small. What does he have to be haughty about? He doesn't have Torah. So with the Torah, that's where a person has to feel himself low. Humility is not to be a fool in your eyes. It doesn't mean you're humble. It's not a fake. Anava is it's when someone understands his level and he knows that it all belongs to Hashem. It's nothing from him. That's humility. What is there to be gaiva over the other? Torah 74. Every law a person knows. Every knowledge of the Torah. It's building the neshama of a person. What's the neshama of a person? The Torah. To learn the Holy Torah. A person is empty, has to makes noise. When something is empty, only two things are in noise. Makes a lot of noise. A person has to be full, not to make noise. To be quiet and be full. This is another parameter. And each one, according to his aspect, is able to know how to bring up the. He can know how much he brought up the kavod of Hashem to his, back to his source. A person can know how much he brought up. How can we know? This is the parameter. If he respects, he gives honor to people who are yira Hashem, people who have fear from Hashem. Respects them, that means that he himself also brought out the Kavod HaShem to its place. To respect each one who's Yirei Hashem. And every Jew. Of course someone who has Yirei Shamayim, of course it's Tzadikim, all the most of. People are sitting and learning Torah, of course. And learning Torah, they're teaching Torah. It's not because he's not a chassid the way you see it, so you don't have to respect him. Each one according that he respects the Hashem, that's how much he knows that he brought that back the covet of Hashem to his place. As long as the covet is in the galus, so each one according to his aspect, he disrespects the Hashem. According to each one. No, it's not a general thing. It's each one individually. According to what he thinks, the kavod of Hashem, that's how he respects Yir Hashem. If you don't respect Yir Hashem, that means you need to work more. It means that you're still far from truth. After Rabbeinu says, but the main thing is to respect the Yir Hashem with a complete heart, not just to make a spiel or game out of it. Because the kavod is in the heart. It says in the pasuk, to respect the Yir Hashem with complete heart. Now Rabbeinu says, when he returned the cover to its place, meaning to Yirat Shamayim, then a person completes the blemishing of the Yirat Hashem, and then he merits peace. He merits that he has peace. There's two types of peace. There's a peace in his bones. First, the person needs to see that he has peace in his bones. What does that mean? Peace in the bones. It means that he merits complete emuna. He accepts everything that comes upon him with emuna, with love. He doesn't have a difference between a situation and another situation. Zohar says, in place with a sphere, that's where you'll find completeness. Like it says, no lacking to those who fear him. Even though they have lacking, but they don't have the lacking. So let's go repeat now again. How do you merit to bring out the cover to its place? The more you give Torah Chesed, you teach others. That's how you merit peace. When he has shalom in his peace, in his bones, then he could pray. Because the main tefillah that a person can daven is only through Yirat Hashem that he has. When he merits to pray, Rabbeinu says, since the man Yirah is in the heart, since tefillah he merits peace, completeness of all the worlds, the four worlds. And then he can merit shalom aklali, the general peace. All through learning Torah. Learn Torah Chesed. The main work in this Torah is to teach the Torah. Torah Chesed, to teach the Torah, do Chesed with your Torah that you know. So you see how you in the yeshiva are doing kiruv, how you're going out even if it's once a week, go talk with people. To go out. And also to respect Yir Hashem. To shine the Torah to Am Yisrael. And also to pray on Am Yisrael. It's very important to do the hour on Am Yisrael.
Try.